Blog Talk Radio.
Dear future me,
will I ever smile again?
Dear future me,
The struggle is real. If I can be honest,
do I even have a chance?
Dear future me,
will I get to again?
I put this wall up, they won't hurt me again.
Oh, Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Inspiration Factory with your hosts, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. Hey, hey, Paul, what's going on?
Hey, Van. Oh, I'm in a much better place than I was when I talked to you, or I texted with you earlier.
Hey, man, hallelujah. It works, and it works fast. Ladies and gentlemen, the dialing number, if you're listening online, is 319-527-6300. By all means, you can get here, press 1 to get on this mic and have a good time with us tonight. What say you, Paul?
I agree with that 100%. I'm rushing to get to the house now. But, I share what they consider the best piece with us tonight. You know? So this way we don't have to just pull out the archives.
I like the way that sounds. I like the way that sounds. I've had a very eventful weekend and was unable to write a piece for the show, so I'm glad that we're dipping into the archives to pull out one of our favorite pieces or one that we believe is to be the best. So, amen. God works, man. God definitely works.
Yes, he does. There's no confusion in the house of the Lord.
Amen, amen. Now, before we go any further, we must open this show the way that we always open up show and allow God to come in to do so. So if y'all would go with me to the throne of grace, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you right now asking forgiveness for any sins that we've committed against you, O Lord, that you were displeased with, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you bestow upon us every single solitary day, Lord God. Father God, right now I want to lift up the poets, the callers, the listeners, the Epiphany hosts, and the entire Epiphany Radio family, Lord God, that you place a special blessing upon their lives this evening, Lord God, and going forward, Lord God. Father God, we know you are the author and finisher of our faith, and we thank you for every mountain that you've taken us through. We thank you for every trial. We thank you for every test. Because, Father, you ordered it. And without you, we would not still be here. So we must be doing something right, Father God, but I know we could be doing so much better in your eyes. So, Father God, please allow us another opportunity to just keep getting it right for you, O Lord. Father God, we want to lift up our children to you right now, Lord God. Especially my baby girl, Lord God, because the pain and the trauma that she had happened to her yesterday, Lord God, I just thank you for sparing her, Lord God, allowing her to be just fine, Lord God. So, Father God, I humbly come into your presence, Lord God, that you have your way, that you take ownership, and you do what it is that you have fit, Lord God. And, Father God, we will just be the instruments guiding your word and your people, Lord God. So, Father God, we want to say we praise you, we love you, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Come back to the mic, Paul. You're away from the mic.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go. So you're feeling better, my brother?
Yes, sir.
Much better.
It made me expose my buttocks and gave me a shot. And as uncomfortable as that was, it was a whole lot less uncomfortable than the pain that tooth was giving me. So I gladly underwent that. And I can talk tonight. Folks, yeah. I've been up pretty much for 3 days. With maybe 3 hours of sleep a night with this toothache. I tell you, I don't know what giving birth feels like, but if it's worse than that, I'm glad that men don't have to do it because that pain was ridiculous.
Yeah, toothache pain is something else.
Yeah. Thank God for medication.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Now I got to make arrangements to get it taken out. It won't hurt no more.
Now that's the fun part, Paul. That's the fun part.
Uh-huh. Sounds good anyway.
It does. For those of you that are wondering, my daughter is fine. She's doing well. She had to get 2 stitches. That was probably one of the most difficult processes as a parent of a 3-year-old, is having to hold her down while they stitch her up. So, but she's doing much better, much better.
Thank God, thank God. You know, also, I just wanted to bring everyone else up to date. We all gave our prayers and well wishes to Randy Sinclair, formerly known as King's Cadence. I got a report from his sister today that he is doing much better. He underwent a procedure that's going to allow him to go home. And he's improving. And she told me she got a smile out of him today. And she said that was the best smile in the world. But she wanted me to thank everyone for their prayers. And I thank you as well.
Hallelujah.
So it's the perfect place to give a praise report. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Ooh. And boy, I tell you, if y'all could see me zooming down these roads, but I'm almost home. Just
almost
coming up from the hospital.
He said he's almost
home. So, Van,
home.
I'm going to hold off doing my piece for a few minutes until I get out and get situated.
All right. That's fine, Sir Paul. That's fine. I like the way that sounds. Sir Paul, that's fine.
Wow. Yeah, I like that, too. Isn't that what they call Paul McCartney?
Yeah, Sir Paul.
Wasn't he knighted or something?
Something like that, yeah. He was. He definitely was.
Yeah.
Okay. We knighted you in the kingdom.
Amen. I like my knighthood better than his.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and do my piece.
Get home without a ticket.
Man, home without a ticket, man. So slow down.
I just pulled up. Let me tell you, I'm trying to get home. I got a show to do. I have to be here with you guys. And I made it. Thank God.
Good job. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do my piece. I'm particularly fond of this piece. As far as the best, I don't know. I leave that up to the readers and to God to decide. But I'm going to do this piece, the piece that I wrote titled His Walking Testimony.
Amen. Mike is yours, King.
Thank you, brother. I only thought no one was there but poetry. But for some reason, God had me. Through every trying time, within every single line that I scribed, when I wrote with his authority, I felt his vibe. The kind of vibe that would release holy therapy upon my soul under his divine canopy, letting me know I was not alone. Hundreds of metaphors, some even he wouldn't condone, yet I felt a sense of peace. When I would write out my release, see, God reminded me through every test, he would give me another testimony, but don't rest, because yet other attacks on my flesh would come. I'd never run. Instead, I'd yield to become his living epistle, even though I wrestle with an inner ability to react and respond in the flesh. As my pride would swell up in my chest, I remember I'm a child of the King, and my existence is to live out every breath and even sing praises to the King, for he is the King of Kings. Sing praises to the King, for he is the King of Kings. Just show the world a glimpse of his love, that allowed his only begotten son to die on a cross for me and you, if you'd only believe that which is true and not false. Me, I'm a living testimony for his glory. And coronavirus tried to do the devil's handiwork, yet that's a part of my story. Well, here I am. Here I am. Lord, send me.
All right. I'm not going to say whether it was or wasn't your best piece, because it's hard to put a quantity on anything that we write, because they all are our children. Just like none of us can pick a favorite child, you know. So, but so I think the phrase of just the one that means the most to you might be more appropriate instead of your favorite piece or the best piece, because we all know where each one comes from. You know, some of them are the response to something that we're going through in our lives that has a very important place in our lives, you know, so, yeah. But at the end of the day, they're all good. But what I love about that piece is that you admit to something that we all go through, no matter how much of a child of God we are, we're still tempted in the flesh. And our egos and our pride have a lot to do with that.
Yes, sir.
But yet what I like is you told us that, hey, there's that reminder. Who is it that I'm serving? The Most High, and that will reel you back into reality, and God willing, put you back on the right track, or prevent you from straying off the track.
Mm.
That's a beautiful piece. I like that.
Thank you, my brother.
Your daddy helped you write that one, I could tell.
Of course he did. That was my first piece that I was actually able to write from being stricken with corona, so that piece is pretty special to me.
Yeah, and that's the power of poetry, the power of the pen. If y'all saw on the event page, I was talking about how the pen is mightier than the sword.
Yes.
We can accomplish so much more with our pen than we can with any weapon, any earthly weapon. You know, when we use it properly. That's why I say, as scribes, as poets, you do have a responsibility. Mm-hmm. Sure, it's fun
indeed
to write some other types of poetry, but we also need to be mindful of who gave us this gift.
Are you ready, or we want to usher in the poets until you're actually ready to throw down?
Yeah, because I have to take my coat off, and I don't want to be ruffling and making no more noise than I just did, trying to be quiet. But I'm going to mute myself and get myself set up, and I'll be back in 2 shakes of a lamb's tail.
All right, my brother. Well, we're going to keep the show going and bring in none other than La Perla La Negra, Epiphany Zone, host of the Love Zone, one half host of the Love Zone. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Vin. Hey, Paul. Glad y'all feeling better. I'm glad the baby girl's doing better, too.
Thank you. Me too. Oh, my gosh. Man, y'all just have no idea what that moment was like for me.
Oh, but I do. When my son was about 2, I was downstairs, and he was up here asleep when I went downstairs. And then I heard, like, 15 minutes later, I heard this boom. Ah! I ran up the stairs. He had fallen. He was up here jumping on the bed, and he fell back and hit his head on the floor and cut the back of his head open.
Oh, yes.
I thought I was going to die.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. I thought I was going to die. It was so much blood, and then the doctors explained to me, listen, it's a lot of blood because it's so close to bone. It's not a lot of flesh there. I didn't care. I didn't want to hear nothing.
Yeah, I ain't about that. Look, listen here. Only thing I know is my baby girl was crying, and she was bleeding from a wound in her head that was deep and cut and open. That's all I cared about in that moment. I don't care about you saying it so clear. I don't care about none of that.
Okay. Of course, I'm like, I
care about none of that. And anybody
man
that knows me, know how I feel about my kids, and if something happens to my kids, oh, man. My kids are looking at me.
I know, they will break you.
Look at me all kid. I was like, oh, no, uh-uh. I the blood wouldn't stop, and I was like, oh man, oh my God, I didn't even realize I had blood all over my face. I get to the urgent care. They like, well, with that, can we wipe you off? Because you just got blood all over your face. But she's gonna be fine.
Right?
The bleed just slowed down. I was like, man, I don't care about blood being on my face. It's my baby girl. But I don't care about that. Can y'all help or no?
Oh, believe me, I understand. And you know what? I did wrong, but I was panicking. I took him to the emergency room, but I drove with him sitting right next to me instead of putting him in the car seat. Because I was, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, my God, what if he passes out? I'm not going to be able to do nothing. So I just, you know, man,
I did that too. I didn't drive with her. I didn't drive with her right next to me. I just sat her down in the back, strapped her in, and said, baby, don't move. She's looking at me like, daddy, really? Where am I going to go? But that was the look that she gave me. But her head all wrapped up. And we get to the urgent care. Now, after the urgent, they's like, no, you got to take her to the ER because we're just not equipped to stitch up a three-year-old. You got to take her to the ER. And I was like, man, whatever, man. Okay. They said, please drive safely. Please drive safely. She's going to be okay. I'm like, safely? My baby got a hole in her head.
Right.
What do you mean safely?
I know. Believe me, I understand. Been there, so,
yeah.
But
and then
kids,
I walk
kids
into
are
the,
resilient.
Then I walk into, look, I walk into the doors of the ER, the security guard and one of the nurses that was getting off was saying, she said, oh, baby, just go in and tell her that she in pain. I said, all right. They said, they'll see her right away. Just go tell her she in pain, right? They said that, right? I get in there. I'm like, how am I supposed to tell everybody that she in pain? Is she laughing, giggling, ha-ha, playing with everybody? I said, she in pain? I said, how am I going to sit here and lie? She not in pain.
Right.
She happy. I'm the one that's in pain.
That's God's hands, man. That was a good sign. That was definitely a good sign. So. Yeah, it's good.
And then
honey.
And then she woke, man, and then she woke up this morning. Well, she didn't wake up. One of the other kids woke me up because she had a nosebleed in the night. And the way all that blood was on the sheet, I was like, oh, my God, did her stitches bust open? Heck no, man, that blood's coming from her nose.
Oh, Lord. She couldn't get enough blood. Poor thing.
Right, I'm like, did you enough blood?
Baby's for you. So thank God for their resiliency.
Yeah,
I think we be in more pain than they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it ain't no joke, man. They'll break you down with the quickness.
Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Really quick. I'm like, my goodness. Well, welcome to the Inspiration Factory, Danielle. Do you have one of your most powerful pieces? Now that we gotten that out of the way.
I actually wrote something yesterday. I didn't know y'all was going to go to, like, a backtrack. Is that okay? I wrote something yesterday. Let me see. I could go back. No, I'm going to just read what I wrote.
Yeah, Paul said he was going to mute his mic, but apparently he didn't mute his mic. That's him you hearing. So, Paul, let me know when you're ready,
okay.
And I'll get the mic muted. But, yeah. Are you ready?
Okay.
The mic is yours.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I call this Imagine That. Those who know my story ask, how can someone with so much pain and heartache inside still love so hard like they've never been hurt, stay so positive after so much negativity? How do you find your smile in all that? I just say, I allow myself to heal because I know it gets better. And besides, God turns my scars into stars. So know that when I cry for your pain, not mine, because I understand it. Now, I want to sit and talk to you about a love without limits, limitless. The word itself means without end. Now, I know this kind of love. But for those of you who don't, just try to imagine always being loved. I mean, just being covered in it all the time. No matter what, you have this love. And it's so good. So, yeah, I'm going to brag about it. Because to have a love without limits also means that His grace towards me is boundless. No boundaries. Nothing blocks it. So there isn't a thing that can keep it from getting through. Imagine that. But wait, it ain't over. Oh, y'all thought that was it? Nah, there's more. Guess what? He protects me too. and his protection is fathomless. That means that it's so deep, it can't be understood. It is immeasurable. And I fail him daily. I know I do. So I know I'm always on his mind. But he still loves me. Now imagine that. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about his goodness. Because I am thankful and grateful for him granting me more blessings than I can hold. And that's that piece.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about now, yo. That is what I'm talking about. That's a beautiful piece. Imagine that. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. All
that's
the time.
I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody.
Okay.
Classic.
Yes,
classic.
Yes.
Classic.
Yes.
That piece, the piece was beautiful. I loved it. I love what
Thank
you did
you.
With it. And I know God is pleased, man, because God is so pleased. He is. That's a beautiful piece. What a tribute.
Thank
back
you.
To. I love it.
Thank
I love
you.
It. Paul,
Thank
are you
you.
With us?
Danielle?
Yeah.
I have to listen to the archives to hear that piece because I was running around the house getting things together. But I'll call you tomorrow and let you know what I think about it.
All right, all right.
So I need to make an appointment with you as well.
I know.
Well, La Perla Negra, before we send you on to the praise room, can you let everybody know what you got coming up this week in Epiphany? I mean, because you got like, what, 3-4 shows that you be doing? What you got? I mean, you're just so busy.
All right. So for, all right, let's see. Where do I start? Monday night, I co-host with For Real, the poet, yourself, Sam Meadows, Essentially Johnny on the Neo Soul Cafe. I don't remember a topic, but we do have an awesome segment where he goes to pick up the pen. And that actually pushes us to write something within the time limits of a song. It's really, really good. Y'all need to call in. Wednesday night, the Love Zone, me and my sexy diva. That's what we did. We don't really have a topic yet. I know y'all can't stand us doing that, but we always come up with something, and I'm pretty sure you're going to like it. That's at 9 on Wednesday night. Saturday night, I have a show I host called Poetic Therapy, and that is open mic. Angels My Shows is every night of the week on Epiphany. We got it on lock. All right.
Absolutely. Love it. Thank you so much for that, La Perla Negra. I can't wait to
You're
see
welcome.
You in the studio tomorrow with For Real, the poet Douglas, Sensei Chinese.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We're going to have a good time.
Yes.
So
well, that's a deadly combination.
We always do. A deadly combination? How is that a deadly combination?
The three of you together?
I'm good. It's them two.
Well, I
really,
I have
really,
to agree with you. When I was
really,
listening in last week,
really,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You heard how they was getting me right. They ganged up on
man,
me.
Man, listen,
yes.
Listen,
yes.
Listen.
Last
totally
week, talking about.
Last week's show had so much energy, y'all. Oh my God, that show was amazing.
It was awesome.
Yes,
it was.
In a good way.
Listen to the replay. Amazing.
Yeah, y'all got to check out the replay of the show. You are definitely going to enjoy it. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Y'all going to start picking with me, though.
Whatever are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
y'all find out when you listen to the playback.
Yeah, that's right. Listen to the playback. Y'all see if we was picking with Danielle. Y'all see. Y'all let us know.
Danielle, I'm going to give you one
piece
of advice or one little piece of information. Don't get your hopes up high because it's not going to stop. You're in for the haul.
That is funny. Oh, man, that's not very encouraging.
I'm not trying to encourage you now. I'm just trying to keep it 100. I'm trying to keep you forewarned.
I'm crushed. Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll be in that mindset.
We love you, Dad. Yeah.
Love y'all too.
God bless you, Queen.
God bless y'all.
Ladies
and gentlemen, that is La Perla, La Negra, Monday nights, Wednesday nights, Saturday nights, man, 9 p.m., you can catch her on all three shows. Oh, man, next up on the mic, well, what do you know, Paul? What do you know? We have her other sexy diva, the other half host of The Love Zone.
Oh, well, my.
Hey.
Just must be Diva Central.
How are you guys tonight? Oh, my goodness. Y'all are funny.
How are you doing?
I'm so much better.
I'm glad. I'm really glad. There's a lot of praise reports going on, and I'm so glad that everything was good with your baby and now good with you, Paul.
Thank you so much.
And then also, you forgot Stan's granddaughter. So.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so
his granddaughter
was
returned safely. That is a wonderful praise report. Yeah. Amen to God. Yeah. Be the glory for that. Because I would have lost it. I'd have been shaking people down. I don't play when it comes to my kids, man. I do not play.
I know
nobody
you.
Else.
No,
and nobody
don't.
Else. I mean, let me not just single out my kids. You know, I love everybody's kids, good, bad, or indifferent. I still love their kids, you know, the children, you know. I hate to see anybody do something to one of these kids, man. I really do because, man, that just sets me off in the wrong way, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's that old school mentality, man. It's sickening that along with a lot of the other values from old are dying out.
Yeah.
But even if you were a gang member, children were off limits.
Children were off limits.
Nowadays, it's almost like they're a target.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with you, Van. Let me see you mess with any children. I might have to put my religion on the shelf for a minute and deal with you.
That's one of those times where I will ask for forgiveness later. I'll pray for it before.
Exactly.
But during, you're going to catch a whole lot of heck. That's for certain.
You're going to catch a holy beat down.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because I just don't like that, man. Children don't ask to come here. You make the choice as a parent to bring them here. They don't ask to come here.
That's true. That is so true.
You make the choice. You say in your mind, oh, well, it happened. Well, let me just go ahead and have the child anyway. Pro-life, right?
No.
Okay, well, protect that life. Protect that life.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Exactly.
Woosah, Van. Woosah.
I'm trying, Paul. I'm trying.
I had just thinking about it. I could feel your heat all the way here in Philly.
Yeah, man.
I got kids
of all ages. Every age range, I have a child. And even my son will turn 25 next Sunday. He'll turn 25 next Sunday. And if anybody lay a hand on that child, I don't care who you is, you're going to have problems. He's still my baby.
That's right. They never get too old to be that.
That is so true.
I'm in my 60s, and my mother still called me her baby.
Yeah, man. Somebody said to me they never heard me refer to him as my baby. What you mean? They are my babies.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's happening to me, but this thing is good. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did. Ms. VIP, what you got for us tonight? What piece did you bring for us tonight?
This piece is entitled, because I started to do my old one, God Told Me, but I wrote a new piece today, and I'm going to share this with you guys, all right?
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Daily, I'm reminded of your magnificence when I awake and look at the sky. I'm intimately reminded of your love, where the indwelling never dies, no matter how much my heart cries. I look to you, Lord, each and every day, because you're the way, always. It's good to tell everyone how you blessed me. Most times I don't have to say anything. Through my walk, they can see. The miracles I hear of on occasion tells me you stay in the business. No one on this earth can measure up to your forgiveness. The Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, even in between, you're that kind of friend. Your love is amazing. Your protection keeps me praising. So I say thank you. Praise is what I do. You keep me, my family and friends. And again, I say thank you, because your love never ends. And that's that piece.
Ooh-wee.
Amen. Amen. Never ends.
Okay. Jenny, much more encouraging than that.
That was a beautiful piece. I loved it.
Yep.
Man.
Thank you.
It was so refreshing and such a reminder in case you forget.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for that reminder.
Yeah.
Oh, I thank you for that reminder. Oh.
Yes, absolutely. Like I was saying, it's so refreshing and encouraging. No,
yeah.
No matter what, he loves us. You know,
that's
I know
right.
Throughout my life, there were people that I loved and that love died or fizzled out or faded. And in some cases, turned to almost the opposite of love. I know when someone else's love for me changed and how painful it was. Yeah. But to know that his love is forever.
Mm-hmm.
That agape love. You can't
beat it. Amen, Paul.
That piece is wonderful. That piece is wonderful.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. See, man, this is why I wish I could have done my piece in the beginning. I was... set up. And this is why I like to do it in the beginning all the time, because then you got to follow this kind of stuff.
Right. I feel your pain, Paul. I feel your pain.
No, you're okay. I'm sure it's okay.
I should have drove at 100 instead of 90 to get home.
Absolutely. Well, you made it home in one piece and safe. That's what matters. No tickets, none of that.
Praise God, yes.
Absolutely.
You know, he watches over children and fools. I'm too old to be a child.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Now, y'all heard it right here, y'all. Paul said that he was a fool. He said it out of his own mouth, so I didn't. Y'all heard it.
At that particular moment, yeah, I was. And
now
I have been that many other occasions throughout the life.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Ms. VIP, let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Universe.
Well, on Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my diva and I are in the love zone. The topic is still in the air, but like she said, you're going to enjoy it. So we're good.
Awesome.
Y'all come through.
And I wait. I am looking forward to it. I am looking forward to it. So we're going to get you on over to the Praise Lounge where your other sexy diva is. And y'all going to hold it down and keep uplifting God. Amen. Amen.
Absolutely. And thank you for that song because it just really truly uplifted my spirit.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Because I know I needed that song. I needed that song.
Yeah.
It's so good to have a gentle reminder. And I thank God for psalmists because they're the ones that can take God's words and turn it into a beautiful melody and just make it so that you can be reminded of just how good he is and what he's brought you from.
Mm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm. And what she say? For this, I give you praise. For this,
yes.
I give you praise.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful song.
Amen, amen. All right, get on over to that praise lounge and continue praising them.
All right. God bless you both.
God bless you.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ms. VIP, one half host of the Love Zone here on Wednesday nights. Now, Paul, my brethren.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to do your piece, sir?
Actually, I am. Settled in, and this piece I wrote about 3 years. I think it's been 3 years now, and it was inspired and by the tragedy that for real was going through at that time. You know, caught up with this violence in the world today, and this song is important to me, and I read it frequently to remind me. And it's called Lord. Hear my prayer.
Mike is yours.
Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you. Heavenly Father, please hear my prayer. I have nowhere else to turn. Everywhere I look, I see visions of death and evil. It seems mankind refuses to learn. History portrays us as a violent, murderous creation. And daily it repeats itself. Homicide, patricide, genocide, murders and killings have surpassed being an epidemic. It is a plague from which none of us can hide. We seem to be infected with some unholy mutating disease, one that alters humanity into some demonic creature, a subhuman thing where life has lost all its value and murder and mayhem is its star feature. Compassion, love, tolerance, forgiveness are all now things of the past. At the rate we are going, mankind as a whole cannot and will not last. We are eradicating ourselves pretty darn fast. It won't be long before we're wiped off this side. How far we have strayed from being created in the image of God. Mankind has little, if any, of that honor left within. It seems the God in us was evicted by our desire to sin. And I pray daily that this desire does not win. But surely this murderous trend is how our end begins. The ripple effect of the millions of lives lost are enough to cripple and destroy faith and hope and joy. It is becoming harder to encourage our sons because oftentimes they doubt they will live past being a little boy. They feel that they're an old head if they make it to 21. So they live hard and fast with no time for playing or for being a child, and certainly no time for fun. Each senseless death, one way or another, hurts and affects everyone, Father, more than ever before. This world needs your son. I'm almost afraid to get on my knees and pray that someone who could initiate a better way would step forward before this rampant murder is here to stay. But I fear they, too, would be murdered before we heard what they had to say. Hear my prayer, Lord. We need you today. Innocent children of yours are being gunned down, quote, unquote, accidentally. Politicians selling out to allow more guns. Human life is measured by profits of the wealthy, untouchables, and the cost? The lives of our daughters and sons. On a more personal note, Heavenly Father, please send your angels to surround the family of my friend, Larry Maddox, Kirill the poet, CEO of Epiphany, and much more. One of your children is in need of you for sure. He, too, is a victim of the ripple effect of this world's decay. Strengthen him, Father, to make it through this day.
no father should have to bury their son. And yet with things as they are, more and more, this is being done. And it seems to be seriously concerning to absolutely no one. Life as we know it has taken a headlong dive. It is harder and harder to merely survive. We need you, Lord, desperately. Lord, please hear my prayer. And that's that piece.
Wow, Paul. That was amazing. That is about the time that I heard for real the poet. As a matter of fact, I heard or really paid attention to him speak that very night when he called into Wolf Hour. It was right after it happened. And to hear his piece,
yeah.
and we go back to that moment, that was a beautiful piece. What a tribute, what an honor for you to do that. So I know he would be humbled as well. So thank you for that, Paul.
God be the glory. I just kind of opened my archive and said, what am I going to do tonight, Lord?
Amen.
And that's what he told me to do.
That's what I'm talking about, brother. Beautiful piece, man. Beautiful piece.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Now
I'm going to open up the floodgate of emotions for me.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm holding mine back. I gotta hold mine. Because like I said, man, my oldest son will be 25, and he still lives in Baltimore City. And that's a rough place to live. It's a rough
place to live. Yes, it is.
Especially for a young black man, you got to worry about haters wanting to take you out, police wanting to take you out.
Baltimore's got to be so crazy now. It's like ticking time bomb.
Yeah. And, you know, it's crazy, but that's my home, and I love it. I mean, I have to go there the weekend for two funerals and found out that one of my cousins, my other cousin, her husband, was murdered, and she didn't even know. She didn't even know. She just thought he was, you know, he was just off and he was missing. She just knew he was missing for a week, and she didn't hear from him.
Wow. You know, and it's so sad that these types of things are just almost to be expected anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I showed you how far would you climb as children of God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why I said life is too short, man. You got to cherish it, every moment of it. And trust God as God has got you. So, all right, let's keep this party going. Next on the mic, area code 713. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Good evening.
Well,
hello, Amelia.
Amelia T. Davis. Welcome.
Yes, good evening, King. God bless you both.
God bless you too.
I am fabulous. Thank you.
Glad to hear it.
So two quick comments. My son, when he was about 7, 8, we were living in a Hispanic neighborhood, and the upstairs neighbors was Hispanic and would watch him. And in the yard, it was a lot of different kind of debris, whatever. Anyway, so get home from work, and the father tells me, your son fell down when he was playing. He cut his knee, but, you know, we bandaged it up. So I'm like, okay. And so luckily, when I get downstairs, get into my apartment, peel back the bandage, and there was a hole the size of a 50-cent piece in my son's knee. And then rushed him to emergency and sewed him up. And so I understand completely, Van, about your daughter. And then I guess it's been, it was right around the same time as what happened with Fareel. My grandson was murdered in cold blood. It wasn't his argument. He was at a club and guns came out and he was caught in the crossfire and was murdered. So, you know, my heart goes out to Fareel and anybody else who's lost loved ones due to gun violence. The murder of our children must stop. The abduction of our children off the streets must stop. We've got to cry out and keep crying out for these murders and these kidnappings and so forth to end and end now, because it truly is horrific what is happening with our children. But without further ado, I'm going to bring this piece. I'm not sure if it's ever been done on the radio because I wrote it just before my arms went out. It's called Stacked Cards. Stacked Cards.
All right. The mic is yours.
How do you overcome when the deck is stacked against you? People who stand to gain by your destruction, working hard day and night to break you. Lies, manipulation, using every trick in the book. Tell their narrative about you as your back is turned. Trusting, loving, believing in them as they drive knives into your back. One person against many, a victim without rights because of their lies. People finding it amusing that a disenfranchised individual has been victimized by those that are generally on the other side of the coin. As the chant goes, well, they did it to us. Why should we not do it to one of them? Or they never showed us compassion or respect. Why should we help one of theirs? My God, humans are humans, regardless of race or religion or any other division. You cannot 1 minute say, don't look at me a certain way because of the color of my skin or any other factor, yet turn around and treat someone else because they are different color or other differences are present a certain way. Official means every white person isn't KKK and every black person isn't a gangster. Every Middle Eastern person isn't ISIS. When are we as a society going to look at people as individuals? A lie is a lie, and people who talk about people in negative terms just might have something to gain by attempting to smear someone else or other factors. If you have been told someone is awful, judge on your own, not what others have stated, because deep down, you don't know their motives. There are monsters out there that will use everybody and everything at their disposal to hurt, destroy, devastate people because they actually enjoy seeing someone suffer. Tell me, you're going along with someone down the road a year or two or maybe a decade later. You find out that the monster was really the one that was the evil person, the one responsible for awful things. They used you as a weapon. Just how would you feel about that? God says vengeance is mine. So what right do you have to punish people who have done you no wrong, only going by what others have said, what you have heard. Evil begets evil. Wrong is wrong. Lies are lies. Only love and light can destroy evil and hatred. Not more of the same. Did you look past the obvious, past the superficial? That person just might have a hidden agenda, just might stand to gain something. This is really a reality. Stop going along with other people's games. It's called narcissistic, psychopathic behavior and people. It's not cool to assault someone based on others' evaluations. Stop assuming and judging. Stand up for the poor, the homeless, the voiceless, the disenfranchised. Be bold. Be different. Be strong. And don't play other people's games, no matter what you may gain. Their wrongfulness will become yours as well. Now you will gain bad karma along with them. Sooner or later, judgment will come against you and them for your efforts of doing, going along with evil against the innocent. Turn to you eventually in very horrific ways. Victimization is not a game. Kicking someone around that is less than your status is ungodly and wrong. Be careful, for you just might be attacking a child of God, Jesus's, and the wrath that will eventually fall upon you, the instigator, will be severe. Just what kind of individuals are you to go along with hurting people emotionally, psychologically, physically, playing along with the game of stacking cards against the innocent? Stacking the cards doesn't mean you'll win in the end. Generally, they will fall upon your head with horrific consequences. Be aware, you too just might be the one being used, and your laughter just might turn into tears. Of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
All right, Paul.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
What do you got for that piece?
The concept of that piece is something that's very well, very much needed today. It's almost like it's a cry for us to recognize how we need to love one another, to get off our high horses. You know, someone is not of less status than anyone else because we're all viewed equally in the eyes of God. So those are the eyes that we need to look through. But that is a perfect example of how we don't look through our godly eyes. We look through the carnal eyes. And that's where so much of what goes on in the world today, so much of the wrongs in the world today occur. So that's a reminder that we need to act and react more like our creator than the world. So I appreciate you for that piece, Amelia.
Thank you, Paul.
That was definitely a nice piece, Amelia. The reflections in it, the commands in it, the art of it. I really think it was a brilliant piece of writing. And I know God is pleased, so thank you for sharing that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Van. Well, blessings you all. I will keep everyone up in prayer as usual, especially your daughter.
Thank you so much.
Van's daughter, that is. it's good to hear the praise report about Randy. And so, again, much love to y'all. Continued successes. And next poet. Oh, by the way, today is International Poetry Day. So God bless all the poets and all of their activities and all their writing. And with that said, next poet up.
Thank you, Amelia.
God bless you, Amelia.
God bless you. Amen. 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 Whew.
Yes. Yeah. This is turning out to be a very powerful program. Some of what has been said tonight is definitely things for us to consider about what role are we taking in the betterment of not only ourselves, but of humanity as a whole.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Humanity. Humanity is something else. We've lost our way. Last week, it was, as a matter of fact, it was on Friday. I watched the old school version or depiction of a movie called Sodom and Gomorrah, and it was just amazing to see the depiction of that movie. Because I had never seen it. I've read the scriptures, you know, and I know what the word says about it, but I have never seen that movie. Didn't even know there was a movie. But I caught it at the end when Lot was released. God had released Lot, and they struck the guards with lightning, and Lot went to talk to the people, and he said that if there is at least 10 of you that will follow me, then God would spare us. Ran to follow Lot. And then, you know, God, you know, Lot told his wife, you know, told all of them, don't, whatever you do, don't look back. And his wife, she couldn't help herself. She looked back. Yeah. And she turned into a pillar of salt. But that's the price you pay when you disobey an order from God. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you are. You disobey a direct order, there's consequences. Consequences.
Yeah.
So humanity has a lot of ground to make up, but there are some of us who are still doing the will of the Lord, and I'm humbled and honored that we get to meet them Sunday after Sunday and hear from them Sunday after Sunday.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to go on Netflix or something to see if I can't find that movie. I didn't know there was a movie of that either.
Yeah, it's called
It would be interesting to see how it
1960s or 1970s, Paul.
Wow.
If memory serves me correctly, but it was definitely, I really want to watch it from the beginning now because I'm always fascinated with the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. I really am. And the modern day world right now kind of resembles that. And I promise
Absolutely.
You, when you look at it, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. There was, even as the movie depicted, even as the destruction was happening, and they knew the destruction was happening, there was still immoralities going on, and those people did not care. Bruh, you got to see it. You got to see it.
Yeah. And when they make those kind of movies, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
When they make those kind of movies, it's awesome. Like the Left Behind series.
Yep.
That talks about that. The books were excellent, but the movie was really good too. And it's good to see some of those biblical stories put in a movie format, because some people don't read anymore. This is another way to get the word out to them.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay. So let's open up this next poet. We got Kendrick on the mic. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, what's going on, brothers? How y'all doing
today? What's going on, Sam?
How you doing, man?
Oh, man. Chilling tonight.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Well, it's about time, because every time I see you on Facebook, you ripping and running, doing something. You're a busy man.
Oh, yeah. Gotta stay busy. Shoot, forgot I ain't been working most of 2020. Shoot, I've rest enough. And it's like once you get going, it's just like you don't want to really stop. But I'm also mindful of, you know, of my health as well. You know, I know I'm a healthy 45-year-old man, but, hey, I don't want to take too many risks of wearing myself down.
Right.
Absolutely. Even God himself took a day off the rest.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Well, man, I heard some phenomenal pieces from every poet that came before me, and, I mean, a salute to all of y'all for your marvelous pieces. And I don't know what Van said, what movie he talking about. You sure it's not some scary movie you just mentioned? And I'm starting to think about some creepy stuff after that. I'm like, oh, Lord, wait a minute. Turn somebody into a killer? I'm like,
yeah,
Jesus.
Man. No, man. That's what happened to Lot's wife, man, in that movie, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, man. I might have caught the last 20 or 30 minutes of it. But just from what I saw, it has unctioned me to want to see it all, because, like I said, I'm just fascinated by the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, and just at how they were just so disobedient to God's word. I mean, blatant, like, we don't care about that. That's not important to us. The sin is more important to us, and this is what we're going to do. And that movie, for that movie to be that old. And the way that it portrayed it, oh my gosh, bro! You got to see it.
Wow.
Man. You got to see it. It is one of those biblical movies that is that should be a must see for everyone.
And I thought watching Moses and the Ten Commandments or something.
Yeah, Ten Commandments.
Wow, that was powerful. I love the Ten Commandments. My early teens when I came out. And I watched that movie. I went to the movie theater to see it. And I was kind of a rebellious young kid. I came home, and I just felt so invigorated by that movie. I went upstairs and swept and mopped the hallway floors, got on my hands and knees, and put wax down on the floor. Man, let me say, I just knew I had to be a better person. That movie touched me so much.
Yeah, I mean, Ten Commandments, man. I'm going to tell you what I thought when I watched the movie. I really thought Charlton Heston was Moses, like real life.
Wow. Who hasn't thought that?
Because, you're right.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, see, for me, he did. For me, it was different because we didn't go to church. Like, I heard them talk about Jesus, but there was no evidence of spiritualness, of religion in my household when I was growing up. They talked about it. I saw all of the negative things. I didn't see any spiritual things. So for me, when I seen that movie, I was like, man, this is so fascinating. Is this true? Is this real? And my mother's like, yeah, it's true. And I thought Charlton Heston was Moses.
I'm sure he would have loved to hear that, too. That'd be confirmation of just how good he did in that role. Yeah, he owned that role.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
We need more movies like that.
Indeed.
Yeah, we definitely do. But instead of making it like how it was back in the day, make it like more modern, like up to date.
Yeah.
And, you know, tell it from a different perspective, especially to our future generation kids now, so they can get a better understanding of God's word, you know, because
most,
if you try to tell, you know, the old traditional way, they may not grasp to it. So we have to find ways to, you know, teach God's word so they can get a better understanding, but not overwhelm them with a lot of stuff, but keeping it simple.
Right. Right.
And man, when you talk about, you know, the biblical stories we used to read back in the day, and I've always been fascinated by the story of Moses from when I was a kid, because not just the movie, but hearing, like, most preachers teaching it, I was fascinated by that, because the favorite part I've always loved was the parting of the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
When all of no, God's people coming out of Egypt and getting to that point, it have you on edge. And you always thought to yourself, like, man, imagine if I was there during that time, how it would be, like, to see one of God's like miraculous
right.
works unfold
right.
before your very eyes. And it's, I've always been fascinated by that part alone. And then
yeah.
when Moses
and
went up to the mountains and, you know, stuff like
yep.
that, you know, I can
yep.
go on forever with this.
You know what, man, if you
yeah.
look, if you go back and you look at that particular moment in the movie when he parted the Red Sea,
mm-hmm.
there's fish still in the water with the sea split. So you still see him in the
mm-hmm.
water, and you can see him dead on the ground where it was split. Go back and look at it, because I know a lot of people didn't pay attention to that. But me as a kid, I paid attention to that.
What was that part again?
When he split the sea, he split the Red
mm-hmm.
Sea, on both sides, within the water, you could still see fish floating around, still swimming. And you could
yeah,
see dead
up
fish.
In the water.
You could see
oh,
dead
yeah, yeah.
on the ground. Yeah, yeah.
They
wow.
did that.
They did, man. I mean, for
was,
them to not
that
have
was
the
made
technology.
In Yeah, it was that movie came out before you were born, Van, I do believe.
Yeah, because I was born in 74.
Oh, you were born before me.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
born in 75.
Before. Yeah, so that movie was made before either of you were born. And the fact
yeah.
that it had, I mean, with the technology then, that they were able to do some of the things that they did with that movie was just phenomenal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, brother, we could sit here and chew the fat all day, brother, but I know you came here to do some poetry. What piece
oh, no
did you
doubt.
Bring us tonight?
Actually, it was a piece that I once did last week, and I shared it with Paul, and I think he posted it in the event page or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna read it tonight because I didn't get a chance to do it last Sunday, you know, because at the time, I guess I was just in relaxed mode, and I was just like, I'm just going to listen. And I think y'all talked about something about love. And I was
yes,
like, ooh. And you know how God just drops something on you? And you
mm-hmm.
just start writing. And that's all it is. And this happened after the show was over. Like,
oh, wow.
Like instantly, I just started just start typing. And I said, ooh, I got to share this on the show tonight. So let me not do too much talking. You know, I've been running my mouth all night. And I'm not going to do that. So,
no,
you know, I won't respect people's time and stuff like that.
Absolutely, brother. Well, if you ready, man, the mic is yours.
All right, appreciate that. Love runs deep in my soul. I get emotional when I hear the word. It has nothing to do with being with the right someone to make me feel all mushy inside. When I think about the love of Jesus, my heart is overwhelmed with joy. You got to understand that this love go way back, the day I came into this world. Like Moses, who has no speech issues, couldn't talk right, yet God used him to lead his people out of Egypt. God always gave me a word to speak, but I had to overcome obstacles of my own. People that I knew didn't believe that I would make it to where I am without my biological father in my life. God's amazing love kept me together. When I wanted to give up, the story of Joseph stood out to me. God was telling me my story. No matter where I go, God loves spread like fire, consuming hate instantly. Love runs deep in all of us. And we need to spread his unfading love. Hate is costly. Too many lives are lost due to this disease. But the cure is love, my brothers and sisters. Let me say I love you. Let our actions speak louder than words. Because we need love, God's love. And that's that piece.
Man, come on. Come on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. We all need God's love, man.
No doubt.
God loved all his creation, man, and he just don't like it when we're disobedient. Just like a child, we don't like our children
mm-hmm.
when they're disobedient. But we all need
yeah,
love.
We,
man.
We hard headed. Yeah.
God's love. Yeah, yeah. And we the same way when it comes to him, knowing he wants us to do something and we
yeah.
don't want to do it. here, let us go ahead. Let us go ahead. Here, let us do it our way. And then once we do it our way and it still don't come out right, now here, tap us on the shoulder. Now, you ready to do it my way? I just want to know. You ready?
Yeah, sir. I'll take a leak.
Absolutely.
And
Paul, what you got?
That is so true, man.
Oh, my goodness. And even when I spit that piece, I get emotional by it because that's how deep it is to me. And
mm-hmm.
it's like
yeah.
you can't go a day without it. You know, people can talk about it till the cows come home, and, you know, people talk about their significant other. And, listen, I love my family. I love my friends, you know, both near and far. But there's nothing like God's love because people can love you with conditions at hand.
Yep.
God's love
yep.
is forever
yep.
unconditional. I don't care what you do or what happened in your life. You know, you may lose a loved one and stuff like that, but his love will remain with you throughout your life. And
sure
when you
will,
make
Wes.
It, when you get
sure
that, that, hear them two words before you leave this world, you hear well done, that's a
yeah.
wrap. You're home free.
Sure.
And
sure.
I'm like this.
You know,
I want to
so
hear
funny.
Those two words.
Absolutely. Boy. I was going to say, it's so funny, man. You said that love, you know, most people have conditional love. And, you know, and I'd be like, I agree with that 100%. And they said, well, you know, somebody would say, well, why do you agree with that? I said, look at divorces. Look at divorces. These two people once professed love, unconditional love to each other at some point in time. And
mm-hmm.
If that love was truly unconditional, I don't care what happened in that marriage. It would be worked out because your love is unconditional. But now you got this conditional love, and as soon as first sight of something going wrong, oh, no, it's divorce. I'm done. I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. I'm finished.
Yep.
You know?
And
trust
sorry,
me. Man. Go ahead, Paul. I got a lot to say about that. I got a lot to say about that, brother. Ooh.
You ain't the only one, man. You ain't the only one. What's your take on it, Paul? I got to hear what you got to say on that.
No, I'm in complete agreement with Van on that. The way things are today, if they don't recognize, they don't understand or know what love really is, I think they need to look up the definition, because worldly love anymore is lust or what
mm-hmm.
is in it for me, or how little do I have to do to get the maximum benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
That poem reminds us that the love of God is that unconditional love, it's that pure love, it's that love that wants better for us than the person giving that love wants for themselves. When you can put somebody's very life before your own, that's love.
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of love that God has for us. And that's what we need to we'll never be worthy of it. And that's what's even more phenomenal about it. We'll
yes,
never be worthy of his love, but yet he loves us anyway. So it's
anyway.
None of that. Like you said, Van, I mean, yeah, Kenneth said that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no ulterior motive. Because there is nothing that we could give him that he doesn't already have. Because everything that we have is his. So
right.
There's no need for an ulterior motive for loving us. Matter of fact, I don't understand why he loves us. You know, he gave us life, and throughout our life, the majority of the time, we had our backs turned on him.
Mm-hmm.
Even once we've grown to accept him as our Lord and Savior, we still fall short of what he desires of us. And yet, he still loves us. Peace is a reminder that, you know, we need to walk in such a way that we're striving continuously to be worthy of that love.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Whew. My brother Kendrick. Boy, I tell you, we've been hanging out for quite a few years, haven't we, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Because Kendrick and
you're
I
still...
and another person hosted a show before I came to Epiphany. You know, we got a little history there. And I'm so glad to see that he's still hanging out, still writing powerful pieces, and still encouraging others and sharing the gospel. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no doubt.
So kudos to you, Kendrick.
And I salute to you, brothers, and to you, sisters that are out there, man. Continue to show love and support for our brothers, because we need that love from you as well. You know, it shouldn't take a lot to show us love. We just need enough from you to let us, that lets us know that we are greatly appreciated, because our Father, our Heavenly Father, loved us first. And if y'all continue to show that love towards us, you'll get that same thing in return. And long as we are doing it for the kingdom of God, this love will forever last. It'll never be to a certain, you know, point. You will always be loved. And we let you know we love you, and I'm sure you love us. Don't ever let your love be to a point where, oh, you got to have a certain, it's got to be based on money. It's got to be on criteria and all that. It should never be that. It should be based on what God has already shown us through his word. And if we continue to stand on his word, this love will forever last, even long after we're gone and we're home with him. That love will never die.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, Kendrick. We appreciate you. We appreciate you too, man. And stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, my brother.
All right, we'll do. God bless you. One love, one mic, brother.
God bless you, brother. One love, one mic.
Love, one mic.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother Kendrick. Man, hold on, Paul. We got to get this done right here.
Pay some bills.
This is Tiffany Radio.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Big Buck, the Rhymes Live and Direct.
The For Real, Real Entertainment Network. Your poor Tiafe. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing soon to the other.
Epiphany Radio.
All right. Epiphany Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. If you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. To join us. Next up on the mic, Paul, we got my mama. I get to say it this time. Mama of the day.
Hey, mama. You're going to take advantage of that too, right?
That's right. I'm taking advantage. Hey, my mama.
Hey, darling. Oh, God. Y'all having a good time tonight?
Yes, man.
We are.
Sure
are.
To God be the glory.
Yes. Praise.
Keeping me uplifted.
Man.
Today is my daughter's birthday, Kai's birthday, so I'm a little bit in, you know, just kind of paying attention to the program so I can keep my mind off everything. But I want to thank everybody for being so wonderful. Everybody knows I'm a little bit weary today. My baby was born today, and then today's the 21st, and then 4 days later, her mother was born, which is me. So I want to thank everybody for throwing money in my Cash App and sending me the Red Lobster for my birthday.
All right now.
So I got enough in there now to go, so y'all don't have to throw no more in there. That was good. Thank you so much, everybody. Is it okay if I read one about Kai and then do my regular poem? Is it okay?
Paul, you not going to answer your mama? Oh, not going to answer. Huh?
I got it.
Yes, mama, that's perfectly fine. Go ahead.
Okay, it's not really long. It's called I Bore a Poem. In my womb, God wrote a poem. My own birthday was in 4 days. And I used to thank God for my gift. I never loved anyone so much as this. As she grew and as she lived, I found she was more than just a birthday gift. Kai was more than just another child born. She was here to enlighten, uplift, and teach. And she did her job, and then she left. I was torn, heartbroken, and bereft. Then one day I realized, in my womb, God had chosen a special place to plant his seed. She, more than a rare gift be, even more than a prophetess, still more than a conqueror indeed. March 21st is the day that Kai, it was on this day that I delivered a poem called Kai. It was on this day that I delivered a poem. That's a piece.
Hey, amen. I love that. Wow. I love that, Mama.
Yeah. Really that was
do.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a still, she has pages on Facebook. You can go to my page and read some of the people that still remember her. They're like, today's Kai's birthday. People just all over the world just remember. She really left an impression here. I hope that all my children can leave some type of good legacy here for the future generations to come. And God bless all of you all. Now I'm going to read my meat. Read my mean poem. I have to be mean on this one because there's people that you
y'all saw the sugar in Mama. Now you're gonna see the salt.
Not really. I'm just a little fed up with people. That's all. It's not that bad. It's just that people need to stop being so fictitious and phony and just be real. And people need to just plain old learn how to apologize. That would just make all the difference in the world. Sorry. I messed up. I didn't really mean to do it, or I did it unintentionally or whatever, but at least say sorry. Just don't go to your grave. You're holding on to the lie and making everybody think, you know, you really just didn't do something that you know you did. You know, it's just bad. So this part is called, this piece is called A Time Spent. And I think that's all. Some people, you don't owe them anything else. You've already gave them what they're going to get. It's called Time Spent. If I am looking for an angel and then I see the devil in your eyes, if I peep Satan in your crooked smile, if you are jaded and want me to think you're sexy and cute, remember, elders can see more sitting at the bottom of the tree than a youngster can see sitting up in the branches. I see you. I see your innocence is fading fast, becoming more degrading. Not judging, I'm just saying. I'm seeing what you're emitting. So, as you hide behind mascara and crooked smiles, you are becoming vastly nasty and unappealing and contaminated, just like this planet. I know and see things. See you as cute, sexy, or wholesome? Me? I don't think so. So your anything goes life is starting to show. Slow your roll. You're losing your glow. I don't think you're cute nor clever, nor do I trust anything you say or do. It took me a while because I was all into the quality of your poetry. But now I know all who are skilled does not necessarily mean they mean you well. Because a bard is able to go in hard and can melt you like butter when they're really no more than lard. So for some folks, I put on my cloak and I arm myself with discernment, and I'll be invisible and silent to you as you won't know where I went. And that's all you'll get from me is time I already spent. In peace.
I love that one too, Mom.
I can feel you. I can feel a little salt in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just a little bit. Yeah, just a little
bit.
I'm not saying that
it wasn't appropriate either, because there's so many things that are commonplace nowadays that shouldn't be. You know, that the only way that they may get corrected or improved upon is by speaking on it. So I appreciate that piece for that purpose alone, Ma. We need to tell people about it. There was once a better way. I don't know what happened. The good old days was not different.
You see people coming on and you get into them and see that they're so, you know, beautiful and innocent. Next thing you know, they putting on some eyelashes and some mascara and got a little funny looking look on their face and breath hanging all out. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, so, you know, people get to where they want to with the sweetness, and next thing you know, you just like all into them, thinking they really all this and that. And then you see this devil coming out. Like, but you got to have the spirit of discernment to see these things. They don't come out right away, you know. And they're always pretending they're the victim when they victimized everybody else. So that's called time spent. And sometimes the time you've already given that person is all you got, is all they got coming. Don't give them no more of your time.
Yeah.
Not in this life.
Absolutely.
Life is
absolutely
too short. One love, one mic. I love you both.
Well, Mama, before you go, you know your poetry granddaughter's birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah.
She'll
be 10. The little one?
The one. Not the little one, the 10-year-old, the one you sent me the bracelet.
Okay, well, the baby still got her stuff coming, and tell her I said happy birthday. I didn't know she was an Aries like me and Kai. So
yep,
he definitely got something coming, so I'm going to send her something else when I send it.
I got two Aries babies, her tomorrow, and then my son will be 25 on next Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. So, and plus you too, right?
Plus me too, yep.
Oh, God. Them ramps, bumping heads up in there. I don't know. I got to come.
We do it all the time. All the time.
That's how we play and that's how we fight. But we still love each other. I'm going to send her something else for her birthday, and then I'll send the baby what she already supposed to get. But I didn't want to send nothing too small because I didn't know if she's still putting stuff in her mouth or, you know.
She's particular about that kind of stuff now.
Okay.
You know, only food go in there.
Okay.
I know that's right.
Put in her mouth and swallow a small part. So I was kind of like, I didn't really know what the, you know. But so you said she's disciplined and she knows better. So I'll be sending both of them something at the same time. Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay,
and tell them that's a happy birthday.
Right. And one more thing before you go, Mama.
Yes, baby.
One more thing before you go.
Listening.
Heavenly Father, we ask that you would just comfort this child of yours while she grieves the loss of her daughter, Father, years and years ago. But we know that the loss of a loved one, that pain never leaves us. Father God, give her your peace. Give her your comfort, Lord. Give her your strength to continue on and honor that daughter that she lost. Father God, we just ask you to love on Mama Ola Daisy this evening. And we ask that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now you can go, Mama.
Thank you. People have been wonderful. Like I said, I do have enough money to go take myself out to Red Lobster and even buy a new hat to wear if I want to. But
all right,
yeah, they hook me up. So thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Mama. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Welcome.
God bless you, Mama.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mama Ola Daisy blessing the mic this evening. Whew, man, what a show, what a show, what a show, Paul. What a show
yes,
so
sir.
Far. Man, are we ready to keep this party going?
We might as well. Let me see. We have 16 minutes before 11 o'clock.
So we might as well get some more poetry in.
If you're listening in online, you got 15 minutes before you won't be able to get through. So if you want to get through,
Now
is your chance.
Yes, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial. And then, of course, there's that other number on there, that one. You want to press that, too, so you can share something with us.
Absolutely.
Ben, back to you, sir.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. Next on the mic, we got area code 484. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, my brother, Corey Meadows. How you doing, sir? And,
oh, I'm doing good, Blaze. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Can't complain about too much.
Good, good. Glad
man, that's always a beautiful thing.
What you got going on tonight, brother?
Have been checking into myself and trying to keep myself in line because he's coming back. And we need to be ready for it, because if you're not, you already know if he come back and you ain't ready, we already know what's happening after that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I only want to say when he comes back from reading. I don't want to be one that has to learn that false curse hand.
Man, tell me about it. Because the words say when he come back, he just want to know, is he going to find one faithful? Is he going to find one faithful? Mm. Just one.
Just one.
How many of us can say that we're actually faithful? I mean, you know, we go through the rigmarole. We go through the ordeal. We go through the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we shout, we praise, we fall on our knees. But are we going to be one of the ones that Jesus say, ho, 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 for me, you worker of iniquity? I don't know you.
Okay.
Mm. Mm.
Wow. I would rather hear those words, well done, my good and faithful son.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I know I want to hear them.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
That's the piece I'm going to do tonight. He's coming back.
Mm.
Mm.
All right. Okay.
All right, brother. Mike is yours, King.
Mike is yours. Yes, sir.
Yahweh, I want to first repent of all my sins and walk in the graces of the one who has shown how to inhale and exhale his undying salvific attributes. I desire not to be prideful or ungodly on any level, just merely to be led by all your facts and truth. My Lord, I bow to your presence, all masterful. I step up to pray for us all because they may not know, but I know they don't want to face your wrath in full due to sheer disobedience, bathing and swimming in the ashes of a bastard's pool, arising with the aroma of a ratchet fool, experiencing disasters that are natural, blasting through the earth's core crust to do away with corruption and the destruction of all evil, lust, greed, malice, envy, and every form of seduction, sexual predators, child molesters, rapists, womanizers, deep, dark web personnel, etc. He's going to return to hell all those that rebelled and praised the serpent's tail by way of the dirty veil to make others hurt and fail to a reprobate mind residing in their eternal jail. The tetragrammaton, the four Hebrew letters that demonstrates God's self-existence and self-sufficiency. I do believe that many of us have enraged the creator of all, and he, in all his right standing, is sick of the trickery, wizardry. And he's going to do away with all this witchcraft and sorcery. And of course we see sick and sadistic, twisted leaders will meet the epitome of his love literally through anger. And the volatility in his danger is that it'll be that thing that you never want to experience, but you will, because you poke fun at him, belittling who he is and what he stands for. And through your ignorance, you're applauding yourself, patting yourself on the back, laughing while bleeding internally, body blistering. Look at your hands, raw. Look for him to punish those who are sneaky and conniving, manipulative through lying, those who do things undermining, then try to go into hiding, but upon his almighty return, he will make you lose all your findings, all your wrongdoings when you think that they're long gone and it's something that you could just blast past. He'll resurface a life you've forgotten and resurrected, resurrected in ways unforeseen, and you'll feel like a jackass. Please don't think you won't be reprimanded just because you call yourself a Christian, because life as you know it will be forbidden. Listen, you can rip a 3.3 in a draft combine and still stink enough to need Listerine. Scouts don't just watch for what you do physically. Like God, they look at your life of iniquity so vividly while asking, are you kidding me? Didn't he know that his actions would wickedly put him in a state of misery about how you treat others viciously? You see, biblically, it is written, see, whenever you oppose God, you will always lose, never witnessing a victory. Again, it doesn't matter if you're a running back with a ton of cash. He is no favor of persons. Know this. As you can see, COVID led to Trump's attack. Play with God if you want to, and he will punish masses of those who are unwilling to repent, and they will live a life that is death forever in hell, way under the cement, in ways indecent. Be ready. He's coming back. And peace.
My brother.
Wow.
I felt conviction just listening to that piece, bro.
Okay.
You were so on point, but it's so clear and so direct.
Yeah.
It's like how can you not pay attention? You know?
Dan, that's one of those pieces that needs to be heard by the multitude.
Yeah.
That's one of those pieces that can help to wake up some of those that still have scales on their eyes, you know, that have to realize that tomorrow's not promised. And if he comes back tomorrow and you're not ready, woe be unto you. And that was a mighty powerful piece.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, brother.
Very
thank
powerful.
You. Thank you so much.
Nah, man,
and as you can hear in the very first part, I repented from my sins automatically, because I'm not one to be pointing no fingers. You better not be pointing no fingers in your life, ain't right.
That's right.
Stop talking about the splinter in somebody else's eye when you got a plank in yours.
That's right.
Yes, sir. And so many do that, man, to take the attention off of themselves. But they seem to forget
right.
that it's not us. It's not us that's worrying about what you're doing. Whatever you do, you take God into that with you. So you need to be worried about what he sees, not what we see. We could care less.
Mm-hmm.
But what is he seeing?
Right.
He's right there with you. He right there with you as you do what he's telling you not to do. He right there with you. He right there with
yep.
you.
And for everybody that's out there, I feel like
listen.
If God broadcasts your stuff on the big screen, how are you going to feel when he posts stuff out there that you think you so better than everybody else, and you're telling people about what they should and shouldn't be doing and how they should,
right.
you know, do life the whatever way? That's not up to us for us to make that judgment call.
Right.
That's up to God. And if they keep, all we can do is pray. That's all we can do. For you to judge and tell and criticize people and tell them how to live and what they shouldn't do and how they shouldn't talk and dress. Listen, they'll see when God reprimands them.
Right.
It ain't left up to us.
Right.
So that's about me. That's all I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, my brother. Powerful piece, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to usher you, my brother, over into the praise lounge so we can get these next few callers, man. Stick around, Blaze, man. It's good to hear you on the mic, brother, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my brother, Blaze. That powerful piece, man. He just came through here and just ripped that up, Paul. He just ripped that up.
Yes, he did. Yes,
man.
He did.
Next artist on the mic, area code 807. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have?
Hello, it's Robbie's Multimedia Poetry.
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
I've Oh, not too bad. I've just come back from work, and I'm just unwinding with some poetry. So I have something here. I wasn't too sure what to pick for tonight for here, but I just settled on this one. And it's called Glass, and it's inspired a little bit by the energy of a song called Apply by Glasser. So here we go with Glass.
Mike,
square your shoulders. Oh, thank you. Square your shoulders. Steel your resolve as fingertips make contact with glass, a glass house that surrounds your sorrowed soul. Now close your eyes. Incant your own magic, those words of confidence that overcome your inborn neural pathways. Feel the flow of energy flowing through fingertips. Then feel that energy pool at those fingertips to grow in power till you can feel the energy vibrate and hear it hum. Let your eyes remain closed. Remember all those times when everything seemed impossible. Continue to incant those words of personal power. Feel the energy flow through your entire body now as they continue to flow through your fingertips at point of contact. Now open your eyes. Feel the kaleidoscope of new color before you and see it come. Raise your head to the sky and see that new rainbow of light, those vibrant reds, those calming blues, that green that intersects all the colors in between. Continue slowly but surely to apply that pressure and feel that glass cage crack with an awareness that it was always possible to bring it down. Feel the pressure push outwards as you continue to push forward with growing power. And then finally, feel that entire glass house come crashing down. See the glass that lies at your feet. Take one shard as you look up to the sky and feel that rainbow infuse you with its radiant power. Put that glass shard upon the tabletop, a reminder of just how fragile that cage of glass was. And when you feel limited once more, look upon that glass and feel the full spectrum of light well within yourself. Remember the day when your glass house came crashing down. And that is Glass.
Wow. Wow. Hey, man, I like this piece, man. As a matter of fact, if you've ever listened to meditation videos or music or meditation happen, that's kind of what this piece sounds like to me. Something that I need to meditate on and keep allowing it to allow me to feel that power from that rainbow that you talked about and that fragile shattered glass house that's around me and my spirit and my energy. Hey, man, I dug that piece. Thank you for
Thanks.
That.
I really, in this piece, I really focused on how there's a lot of where you're putting your own obstacles in front of yourself for some reason or another, out of fear or something you just can't see, and a lot of times it looks like a lot more than it is, but it's just it's just like one little thing, you know.
So absolutely,
that was kind of my
absolutely.
Focus there. Yeah,
no, that's definitely, it definitely came through, brother. It definitely came through.
Thank you,
Paul. You're welcome.
No doubt. Yes. First and foremost, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. This is your first time calling?
Well, it's not my first time calling to Epiphany Radio. I'm trying to remember. Well, I've called when For Real the Poet had a lot of his stuff going on with his own. I don't know. I know he's with you guys, but I'm not too sure. I'm trying to remember if he was had his under still Epiphany Radio or not. I've called in for the last few nights actually, for some of the other poetry. That you've had, some of the other poetry shows that you've had during the week. So I phoned, last night and the night before that.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, welcome. Well, yeah, For Real, the poet happens to be the CEO of the network, so he's definitely going to deal with this.
He knows, definitely knows who I am. And I'm actually a regular BTR guy. I just, I've been on BTR quite a lot, for quite a few years. It's just I haven't been on for a while for most shows, and I'm just getting back into doing some poetry, you know, via Blog Talk. So,
welcome back, my brother. Sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. And we would love to hear more of what you have to say on Sunday nights, the inspiration, actually. But that piece that, I mean, it was a visual piece.
Yeah.
You know, your mastery of your vocabulary, you can actually see the thing. When you said that something to the effect of feeling the colors of the rainbow, I thought, wow, that's deep. Because, you know, people don't generally look at colors as something that is felt physically. You know, they're two separate senses. But that, you merged them together so expertly, man. I'm telling you. I really loved that.
Thank you.
It was like a movie going on in my face, in my head, as you delivered it.
With the song that inspired it, Glasser, I was inspired by her a little bit with that visual because she's very much about color and visuals. So her is kind of like inspiration through inspiration, you know, like she inspired me to that and then you heard it. So one long river of inspiration there.
All right. Beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Once again, I hope you don't be a stranger here on Sunday nights.
Please don't.
You bet. I'll
one love,
here.
One mic. We look forward to having you.
One
absolutely.
Love. Thanks.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Peace was amazing.
Hey, showing off tonight.
Yeah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now into the overtime hour. If you were online and you got cut off and you didn't call in time. But this is...
They know who we be.
All right, Paul. We're ready to get to the last poet with their hand raised tonight. I believe I know who this is, but I'll let her introduce herself. Good evening. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have?
Hello.
Erico 856. Yep. Hi.
Yes. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Hey, how y'all doing?
How are you? Let everybody know who's on the mic.
Marie Benjamin. How y'all doing?
Doing awesome. How you doing? Good to hear you.
I'm all right. I tried to hurry up and get on here before you guys left.
Well, we're so glad you did.
You got
so
and you made it. Yes.
Okay, so this is kind of crazy, but I have two of them. So I'm going to tell you that the names, and maybe one of you guys can pick which one you want me to say, because I don't know which one to do.
Okay.
I have one that's called Take Heed, and I have another one that's called Spread Your Wings.
Oh, that's tough choices there. Tough choices.
I'm trying to tell you.
I like Take Heed more. Paul, would you think?
Go ahead, man. That's the same thing I was thinking.
All right. Take
okay,
heed it is. Take heed it is.
It's unanimous. Take heed.
Okay. Okay, this one is called Take Heed. Can man make God with his hands out of clay? Can man make the snow come down on a sunny day? Who are you to even think that the soul is yours to sell? Who are you to judge a person on if they are going to heaven or hell? All of you people, open up and listen to me, to all who have ears to hear and eyes to see. My word is my word, and what I say it will be. You people go to church every Sunday, but still don't know me. Your preachers do not tell you everything about me. Yes, I am kind. Yes, I am merciful, but that's only a part of me. They do not tell you that I'm also a just God. I punish those that need me. The blind is leading the blind, and they both will fall into a ditch without me. I am holy. I am a holy and just God, and I hate sin. And you people lavish in sin again and again. I constantly send my people out to warn you because I love you. I send my people out to say what I say and do what I do. You people repent and then repeat the same sin over and over again. Oh, how long will you continue in ignorance? How long will you love sin? You go to church and you pay your tithes and you say you're giving them to me. How can this be? Yet you walk past someone homeless. Do you know if you feed the homeless that is also paying tithes to me? Those who have ears to hear, let them hear what I say. Some of you rise early in the morning without even a thought to pray. You choose to live your life and go on your merry little way. Do you not realize your very life is in my hands each and every day? I have blessed you with all kinds of gifts that you do not use. I give you my elderly children to take care of, but some of you choose to abuse. I bless you men with a wife to cherish, but you leave her spirit hurt and bruised and ready to perish. Do you not know I see and hear everything, even your thoughts? But through my mercy and grace, only I can forgive your faults. Some of my animals were created to put a smile in your heart and joy. Smile and joy in your heart. They were not created to be treated badly or misplaced. My people, oh, how my little children constantly cry out to me. To hurt one of them is voluntarily putting yourself in a fire that burns eternally. Hear my words and consider your ways. I know the people that do, and they'll be freed. Come, reason with me. Though your sins be as crimson, I will make them snow white. Just follow my commandments and live a good life. Pray for those that hurt you. If someone needs spiritual guidance, show them what to do. If someone is upset or angry, tell them about my peace. Show my love to others and let my words increase. Remember, life without me is a world without peace. So be still and know that I am He, the one who died for the world, the one called eternity. Take heed.
Wow. Man, you talking about closing the show out with a bang?
I'm telling you now, boss.
Hey, man, did you hear people? When you people go to church every Sunday and don't, but yet still don't know me. Ooh, she's stepping on some toes. She's encouraging people.
Man.
She's preaching. She's teaching. Man, we had a whole service in one time. That piece was.
I'm telling you right now.
All that and a bag of chips. My.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you did that, Queen. Definitely did that. They better take heed, because,
okay.
It'll be some people in hell that don't even know they're going to hell.
Yeah. So she started it. You know, throwing those questions up that should have brought conviction to your heart.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can you forgive somebody? Can you make life out of creation out of clay? Can you forgive somebody or save somebody from heaven and hell? Man, look. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not God. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to be. Recognize there is one greater than you. Man, that entire piece was just. That was all that. That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
That was all that. I mean. Whew, take heed. I'm glad we picked that one, Paul. I'm really glad we picked that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It needed to be spoken into the atmosphere, and those words needed to go forth because you're heard globally here on Epiphany Radio, various different platforms. So somebody is going to hear it, whether it be on Spreaker, Spotify, Blog Talk, iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, YouTube, Google Play, CastBox. Somebody's going to hear that and be like, ooh, I need to get myself together and take heed.
Phenomenal. And then they can't say they didn't know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No way. All right. Well, Queen, we thank you so much for coming here and closing the showdown with that phenomenal piece. I'm telling you, that was amazing.
Yeah. What do you mean, basically? She blew up the mics. We got to shut it down. You know, nobody else speaks. She blew the mics up.
She blew the mics up, yeah. Sorry, y'all. The mics are done for. I got to put in a new order because it's been a long week. Everybody's been killing the mic, so just don't tell my boss, our boss, the CEO, that we ordering a whole new set of mics. Don't tell him, cause he'll blow a gasket at the bill. But when he doesn't click that, he'll see why. He'll say, you know what? Go ahead and order those mics. So, Quinn, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me share. I really appreciate it.
And please,
you can come
don't be a stranger.
Anytime you want.
Right.
Every Sunday.
Sunday. Same bat time, same bat channel.
All right. Thank you all.
All right. Thank you so much. Stick around.
God
and
bless
enjoy
you.
The record. God bless you.
Okay. All right. Same to you.
Man, did she do that?
Hey, she did the dang thing. And yes, y'all, listen, I said dang. I did not curse. Danielle.
You know, she'd be the one. Ooh, Paul, I heard you loud and clear. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I don't know what kind of hair. She needs to get that miracle ear fixed. I think she's a mess. I might be good. I think I'm going to get away with this one. I'm going to leave Danielle alone. She still got to do my hair. I must not be bald headed.
I know that's right.
Wow. Looks like we've come to the end of the platform tonight.
Huh? I said dynamic show, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Van. We just witnessed something very powerful tonight. And I can't think of a better person to hang out and witness this than with you. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
But we still need one more thing from you.
What's that, brother?
And that's that memory of yours. That memory of yours. Because you can remember every show that Epiphany has. That's what you can tell everybody else. Every night of the week, what Epiphany has to offer. So they can pick, they have a choice to pick and choose according to how they feel for the during the week. Something for everybody, every night. What say you?
Absolutely, it'd be my pleasure to give them this rundown of plethora of shows. We'll start with tomorrow night, the Soul Cafe, with your host for real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, La Perla Negra, Danielle, and then we have essentially Janice, and of course you have me, Poetic, and then Tuesday night, y'all, is going to be the War Council with your host Mojave. Wednesday night, the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra again. Thursday night is usually the get down, but I have to drive out of town Thursday night, so y'all pray for me. I'll work all day, and then we're going to get on the road and drive for about 8-9 hours. So y'all keep a brother in prayer. I love driving, but, about that 12, 1 o'clock hour, the show, my body kind of knows that I go to bed. So we got to pull over, we'll pull over, but Friday night, y'all, is the return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Poetic Therapy, La Perla Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. And then we'll be right back here for another edition of the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your Epiphany Radio Rundown for the week. Back to you, Paul.
That's a phenomenal rundown as well. Like I said, Epiphany has something for every taste. You have no excuse for a perfect COVID-19 free, inexpensive evening of entertainment. You know, bring a date. Enjoy an evening with Epiphany. 319-527-6300 is the number for every show that we have. So you don't have to worry about getting different numbers for different shows and all that. Everything is one easy phone call away. Now,
absolutely.
As we like to bring shows in, start our shows with prayer. We also like to end them with prayer, because we start the show off in praying that God would have His way in the platform. Then we close them asking Him to be with the callers and with ourselves.
as we travel through our daily lives until we meet again. So if it's all right with you, then I would like to just pray us to an ending.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Paul.
So if you guys would just clear your head for a moment, take a deep breath, and meet me at the throne. Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord. We thank you for the honor of sharing these airwaves with these callers tonight, Father God. The poetry we heard was so beautiful, Father. We ask that you would use our words to touch someone, to encourage someone, to save someone, Father God. Use us as your tools. The theme of this show was the pen is mightier than the sword. And these poets proved that tonight, Father God. It was your gift of writing to us that can chop through and cut through all of the wiles of the enemy, because it comes from you, Lord. So we just ask that you would be with us as we leave this platform, Father God. Walk with us until we meet again here next Sunday, Father God. We be sure to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. For it's in Jesus, the Christ's name, that I pray. Amen.